Marcus, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
From the hospice here locally, and indeed you have, Marcus, I suppose, tickets in your hand and a suggestion that we go and attend a fabulous presentation at the Lyric Theatre. It seems like as if you're going to benefit from what is a big night at the Lyric.
Yes, no, we're delighted to have a play called The God Box on tonight at the Lyric Theatre, with all proceeds going to the Northern Ireland Hospice. It's been presented by a lady called Mary Lou Quinlan from New York, who is over for the first time in Northern Ireland. And both Mary Lou's parents were cared for in hospice facilities in America. So she wanted to share her experiences of that through her play, and very kindly offered to do it in aid of the hospice. And there are still a few tickets left at the Lyric Theatre for the show tonight if anybody would like to come along and support that.
And how beneficial is it to the Northern Ireland Hospice when they have a Lyric production where the box is going to them?
It's super, you know, all the costs are being covered, and really the full price of the ticket is going towards the hospice, so we're thrilled. We'll hopefully raise a few thousand pounds tonight as well in aid of the new hospice, and that really helps us with keeping the ongoing running costs of the new hospice going forward.
And the Northern Ireland Hospice, where are we at the moment? Because I hear Eamon Holmes doing the ads and encouraging people to get involved with the fit-outs and whatever. Where exactly are we as of a 11:15 this morning?
Well, as of this morning, we are actually open to patients now. So we welcomed our first patients just over 3 weeks ago. And families and patients are making use of the new facilities now. So the feedback so far has been absolutely wonderful. People think it's a beautiful building, but with so much light and space in it for patients and for their families. So we're really concentrated now on raising the ongoing running costs for the facility. It costs £6 million every year to provide hospice services, both in the new building and right across Northern Ireland. And that really is the focus for the care that we're providing at the moment.
And is all the work done, everything, the plants in the gardens, everything, workmen all away, or is there still something, nips and tucks?
A few snagging things, Frank, but no, all the plants are planted, the gardens are looking beautiful, each of the patient's bedrooms all open out onto their own private garden area. So there's a real sense of light and space in the building, and about bringing the outside in through some of the beautiful artwork that exists throughout the building, and then also encouraging family members and patients to open up their patio doors and their patient rooms and actually take time out in this lovely weather that we're having to get some fresh air.
Yeah, excellent facility, but the big reminder, the running of that facility is why you need nights like tonight. Marcus, good speaking to you. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thanks,
Marcus Cooper from the Northern Ireland Hospice, and Mary Lou Quinlan is the lady who's making it happen at the Lyric. Mary Lou, good morning.
Oh, good morning, Frank. How are you?
I'm very well. Tell us about the God Box.
Yes, well, my mother was my best friend. I call her my soulmate. And I lost her in 2006. And when I did, I just was looking for a way really to keep her in the world. I think any of us who lose someone we love, it's just so hard to let go. And I am a writer, and I was actually an advertising executive, but I felt I needed to do something. So I wrote a book about my mom that came out in 2012, and at the same time decided to take her story to the stage. And I co-wrote a play called The God Box, A Daughter's Story, a one-woman play. And it's really a love story about a family that is very close and then is struck by the death of my mom. And as a daughter, an adult daughter, many of the carers around the world actually are certainly men and women, but often it's a woman, you know, the daughter who is caring for the parent and what it felt like to lose her and to learn how to let go. So the play is a one-hour play. I've performed it for the last 5 years. I've been raising money for hospice around the United States and also have begun doing it here. And it's what can I say? It's a labor of love. And the audience, they cry and they laugh. We say, you'll laugh, you'll cry, you'll want to call your mother.
It sounds to me like a very poignant production. You do say, we will laugh and we will cry. But do you have to have an understanding of loss to appreciate what you're doing?
Well, I would say that it's very rare to find someone who has not felt some loss in their life, you know, at some point once you get to a certain age. And I've even had young kids, you know, 10-year, 12-year-old child. It's not that it's for children so much, but who enjoy it as well. Because, and it is, it's a warm story. I would say that people all bring their own stories to this show. And I don't know, you know, I don't know when someone walks in and sits in a chair what's happened to them one way or the other, but the connections that I have found, and people think about their own relationships, their current relationships with the people in their life because of the show. It's very personal and honest, and they do laugh too because it's life, you know.
Do you play yourself and your mom, or do you play other characters as well?
Just largely myself, but also my mom, my dad, my brother, nurses, people in airports. Yeah, I guess I'm everybody.
You see, I'm always amazed. I've watched actors do this before, and I'm always amazed by how they can move from one person to the other just by a gesture or a turn on the stage.
Yeah, sometimes it is a little thing. It's really letting yourself completely drop into that moment, as if, as my director said, as if this has never happened before. And if you embody in your soul, you know, as much as you can, that person and the attitude that they bring to life, you hope that it's authentic and that the audience connects. And they certainly have. We did it last night, and I can't wait to do it tonight, the lyric for Northern Ireland Hospice.
Well, you can certainly help the Northern Ireland Hospice tonight. A few tickets left if you want to check with the Lyric Theatre. Is it just the two nights, or are you running on other nights?
Well, it's just the two nights here in Belfast. It's the first time I've ever done the show in Northern Ireland. In October, I am taking a tour of the Republic to 9 cities. But this is just the one last night here at Lyric, and I have a phone number for them. Would that help everybody if I said that?
Sure, fire it out there. Yeah.
Okay, so the tickets are either at lyrictheatre.co.uk or by calling 903-810-81, and I can promise a special night. And the hospice folks are going to be on stage with me at the end, too, so they can talk a little bit about this beautiful, beautiful, warm facility.
Excellent. Just give us the number again.
Sure. 903-810-81.
Lovely stuff, Mary Lou. Continued success. Thanks for speaking to us. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank.
That's it, Mary Lou Quinlan. Thanks to Marcus Cooper from the Northern Ireland Hospice as well. This is the Frank Mitchell phone-in. Good morning. There's an idea for you for a night out after you see the football. Not even clash for the football. You can go to the, you can watch the match, and then you can go to the theatre. And if you want to escape football, lock, stock and barrel, well then you know exactly where the theatre is.